We got ourselves a new week. There you are. It is Monday, March the 4th. We ready to go?
We are ready to go.
Let's do it. Here's what we're working on this morning. City of Hamilton City Council is going to get updated on the ongoing cybersecurity incident today.
A Vaughan man faces weapons charges after a nail gun was fired during a protest.
And movie theaters have finally found their savior as a new release drew in big crowds over the weekend. And would you look at that? Who's back?
Nice to have you back, Brian.
Hey, good morning. Thank you very much. Nice to be back.
So we missed you on Friday because it was the...
Friday. Yes, Friday was the 1st of the month.
Yes, we did it for you.
Hey.
All right. Not the same without you, pal. So.
I did that over the weekend. I said to Cindy... Wait a minute. I missed the
We were very surprised that you took that day off.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me get that in. Oh, that's so nice.
Squeeze that in there. Okay, so my drive-in was fine until I'm coming up the hill on Highway 6, and all of a sudden...
The fog.
It was like a horror movie. What's going on?
It just hit you. And that's exactly what happened late yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Looked out the window 1 minute, and it was fine. No problems. Yeah. So looked out the window 10 minutes later, the fog just rolled in, and the fog is in the Hamilton area, not so much for Halton, Peel, Toronto, not so much for Niagara, but definitely fog advisories for Hamilton, back into Brantford, Kitchener, Waterloo, Cambridge as well. Fairly thick fog in there. You can see it. Now, we have 100% relative humidity and fairly light winds, and the temperature around the dew point, so the air is saturated, and that's the way it looks right now. But that fog will dissipate. We're going to see sunshine for the day today, mix of sun and clouds, but a 16-degree high for the day today. It'll be close to a record breaker. We'll talk about that coming up, but we'll call that warm. Warm day for today, even warmer tomorrow, but we get some showers rolling in. We'll talk about it coming up. Looking at traffic, well, there you can see how the fog is affecting things. I mean, there's no real volume there, but you've got to take it slow, take it carefully this morning. In a lot of areas, it's pretty thick, so you can see Waterdown Road moving okay. Let's go to some MTO traffic cameras. See, not a lot going on as far as Niagara, all the way through St. Catharines. Stony Creek looks good. That's Centennial Parkway. Top of the Skyway Bridge, you get that higher elevation. Yep, it's pretty foggy through there. Even a little bit of fog here at Third Line as you go through Burlington into Oakville. No problems with the roads this morning, so we're looking good there. We'll look at weather and traffic coming up. Right now, the news.
All right, thanks, Brian. Now, so we're entering into week number 2 of this ongoing cybersecurity incident that has wreaked havoc on Hamilton City services, including emails and phone lines. Let's bring in Simone Gavros, who joins us in front of City Hall with the latest on this. And there's been a lot of secrecy. We don't know too much. Are we going to be finding out any more at any point?
Hi, Tim. Well, that's the hope, at least. There is supposed to be a meeting today at 9:30 where city councilors are going to get an update on what's been happening, but there is no real details as to what is going on. But this is affecting a number of city services, including access to public health records and city transit buses as well. Now, there has been no real updates just yet. The city says they are working on getting systems back up, but there is no timeline as to when that's going to be. Now, the city has been giving updates periodically over the course of this outage. In the latest update, the city says that March break camps are happening as scheduled, but registration for spring recreation programs is currently on hold. All city committee meetings are canceled up until March 15th after many meetings had to be postponed because of the challenges that the security breach has presented. Hamilton Public Health has also delayed the suspensions of high school students with overdue vaccines as the cybersecurity incident is affecting access to immunization records. The city says that they will be providing more updates as new information becomes available, but it's still unclear what the nature of the cyber attack is and what sensitive information might have been compromised. Now, again, council is going to have a meeting today at 9:30 for more updates as to what's happening, but this is going to be a private and closed meeting, so we're hoping that we get more details throughout the day. But for now, Annette, I'll send things over to you.
Okay, thanks very much. And there is a glimmer of hope at a homeless encampment just on the front steps of Hamilton City Hall. One of the organizers told CHCH News that because of media coverage of the camp that was set up there last week, many of the people staying there have been reconnected with family and friends. The camp at one point had more than 60 people, despite being given notice by the city late last week that bylaw officers could remove the tents.
Ontario's police watchdog investigating after two Halton police officers shot and killed a 57-year-old man in Oakville. This happened early Saturday morning.
They entered the home and they located the man. There was an interaction, and then two officers discharged their firearms, striking the man. He was pronounced deceased at the scene.
Officers arrived at the home on Stanbury Road in the town's west end around 1:30 in the morning after receiving reports of a stabbing. So Christy Donata, spokesperson for the SIU, says the deceased man's identity has not been made public because his next of kin have not been notified. Another man with serious injuries was taken to Hamilton General Hospital, where he is undergoing treatment for reported stab wounds. The SIU was not clear on who that second person was, but said both men may have lived at the address. Six investigators and three forensic investigators from the SIU, they have been assigned to this case. The unit says the additional investigators are because this is a firearms death and it requires a thorough and comprehensive investigation.
A 14-year-old girl is missing in Niagara Region. Antonia Duran was last seen last Wednesday in Welland, but police believe she may also be in St. Catharines. She's white, 5 feet tall, with a slim build and long brown hair. She was last seen wearing a black Puma jacket, a brown long-sleeve crop top, green Nike pants, and Jordan sandals. Well, Ontario winemakers are getting a bit of government help to deal with climate change.
We know what to expect year in and year out. So every harvest, we find the swings really big.
Ilya and Nadia Senchek have been producing wine at their Leaning Post Vineyard in Stoney Creek for 10 years. Adapting to climate change has been a big challenge for the small winery. Newly announced funding from the province will help them stay competitive, but they're keeping an eye on colleagues in British Columbia, where brutal cold may have wiped out more than 95% of BC's wine production for the year. They say regulations need to be changed to allow grapes from one area of Canada to be sent to another. A new library and learning center is being built half a world away because of inspiration and donations from Hamilton. It's happening in Painesville City, Liberia, which became Hamilton's newest sister city last month. The center is the dream of Leo Napolo Johnson. He founded Empowerment Squared, which helps new arrivals settle in Hamilton. He came from Liberia and says there's only one textbook for every 15 students there and no public facility like this anywhere in the country.
In a country like Liberia, if you are my age group, all you've ever known has been the war and relief. There's never been a time, there's been an opportunity to aspire. I'm excited about the building, I'm excited about the opportunities there, but I'm even more excited about the fact that a young Liberian can now aspire, that it is possible to aim for the best, it is possible to plan for the best. And if you do what you have to do well, others are willing to join you in that endeavor.
Another $1.3 million is needed to finish the center in Liberia. Hamilton Rotary has been raising money for it as part of their Literacy Without Borders project.
All right, let's get into sports line. Life without their best player began yesterday for the Toronto Raptors as Scotty Barnes, who leads the team in every offensive category, broke his hand in Friday night's loss to Golden State and is out indefinitely.
Here's Warren, gets freed up. That one in and out. DJ battling, diving, keeps it alive. RJ!
Luckily, they had the lowly Charlotte Hornets at the bank last night, and they took advantage of one of the worst teams in the NBA. RJ Barrett led the Dinos with 23 points, while Emmanuel quickly took over for Barnes, handling the ball and made the most of it with a season-high 11 assists and 22 points. Raptors win after dropping a couple straight, 111-106, despite Jakob Poeltl. He left the game with hand issues. Luckily, his hand was not broken like Barnes after jamming it on Friday. Timetable for his return is undetermined.
Gilgeous Alexander weaving through rush hour traffic and cashes out.
Yeah, SGA was back at it in Phoenix against the Suns. He took over this game, scoring 18 points in the first half. He would finish with 35 Six straight games scoring over 30, 45th time this season. OKC holds on to win it, 118-110, despite blowing a big lead. But the win puts them into top spot in the Western Conference, a half game ahead of Minnesota. The biggest moment from the weekend in basketball happened yesterday, though, in Iowa.
For college basketball history. She does it with a foul shot.
After setting the all-time women's record, scoring record a few weeks ago, Iowa's Caitlin Clark drained that free throw to surpass Pistol Pete Maravich to become the all-time leading scorer in NCAA history. She needed 18 points to pass him. She would finish with 35 and scored 3,685 career points. And despite being eligible to play another season and pad to that record, she's declared for the upcoming WNBA draft and will be the top pick. Exciting times in women's basketball.
Tries a beautiful move. Richardson, rebound, score! Connor McDavid, 6-0.
No contest in Edmonton as Connor McDavid scored his 23rd of the season in the 12th meeting between him and Sidney Crosby, and this one wasn't close as Pittsburgh falls further out of the playoff race. Zach Hyman continued his amazing scoring season. He added two more goals. He is 42 in the year. Oilers dismantle the Penguins 6-1. Some more struggles for the Niagara Ice Dogs, this time in North Bay against the Battalion. They dropped a sixth straight game, and the third by six or more goals as North Bay hammered them 9-3 the final. They currently sit in the basement of the Eastern Conference and at 16 wins have the fewest in the OHL. They stay on the road ahead to the nation's capital on Friday. Let's finish up with the Blue Jays in spring training facing off against the Red Sox in Fort Myers. Alek Manoah was supposed to start but was scratched. Things were scoreless into the fifth when Alejandro Kirk hits his second home run of the spring. Unfortunately, you can chalk up another loss. Boston would take score two in the eighth and win this one 3-1. Jays fall to 2-7 on the spring. They play Philadelphia today in Dunedin.
Here it is exactly 12 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's a foggy Monday morning, particularly in Hamilton, Brantford, Kitchener, Waterloo, Cambridge. Not too much for other areas, but we'll talk about that coming up. That's how foggy it is here. 403 Waterdown Road, that's our exclusive camera. I mean, the traffic is moving okay. No problems, a little bit slow, which is good because the visibility is so poor right there. But no problems traffic-wise. To some MTO, Ministry of Transportation Ontario traffic cameras. Not a lot of fog here in St. Catharines, QEW east of Lake. Not too bad here at Centennial Parkway either. Traffic-wise, we're doing okay. Little foggy here west of Brant all the way through the Ford plant, and no problems except for, of course, lingering construction slowing things down as you head through the QEW in Cawthra. Temperature at the moment is 3 degrees. Now, 3.1 is the dew point. So there we are. We're sitting on the dew point, and the dew point means that the air is absolutely saturated. And so 100% relative humidity, and you are seeing that humidity because the temperature is indicating that, yeah, I can't. The air is saying, I can't take any more moisture. Come on. So we're seeing it in the form of fog. Winds are pretty light from the north-northeast. So for school today, we are looking for a mix of sun and clouds. Now, it is, we'll call 16 degrees warm for this time of year. Yeah, it is. So a 16-degree high for the day will be close to breaking a record. What we have is that southerly push of air. As you can see, that low-pressure system is going to climb just to the west of us. We're going to stay in the warm sector of air, and then the low goes by tomorrow, and that drops the temperatures a bit. But tomorrow is going to be even warmer than today. Today, 18 degrees for Niagara. Mix of sun and clouds generally, 16, 17, 18 this end of the lake, but a little bit cooler for Halton, Peel, Toronto. Tonight, skies will be fairly clear. We're looking at 9 degrees for Niagara, this end of the lake, a little bit cooler once again for Halton, Peel, Toronto, but still, you know, mild. And then tomorrow, even warmer, 17, 18 degrees, 18 for Hamilton tomorrow, but there is a chance of a shower as the day progresses. We'll start out with some sunshine, but yeah, that could be a record breaker for the day tomorrow. So as you step out the door this morning, we're looking at some fog patches. Yes, definitely light winds. Temperature is not 12 degrees. That's a typo. That should be 3 degrees at the moment. There's the one I'm looking for. I've got a few of them in there. So 3 degrees. I forgot to delete the other one. Bad me. I've come off 4 days off. So we'll look at the long range forecast coming up. I'll get that for you.
Don't.
Thank you.
Don't worry, Brett. We're all working out the cobwebs on this Monday morning, so you're all good. Just get in line. Okay, taking a break. We'll try and source things out here. Business news coming up in 2 minutes. And two management firms have upped their offer to take over department store Macy's. That and others.
All right, 617, here's some numbers for you on your Monday morning. Canadian dollar mostly unchanged this morning, sitting at 73.74 cents U.S. Gold down almost $4, 2091.80 an ounce. Crude oil down 15 cents, 79.82 a barrel. Off to Europe we go to start a new trading week there. Hey, Europe, markets are down in London, but up in Frankfurt and Paris slightly.
In Asia, the markets were up again in Tokyo with slight gains in Hong Kong and Shanghai. Checking North America markets on Friday, it was a green day. Triple-digit gains on the NASDAQ and on Bay Street.
Okay, so glad you're here on this Monday morning. Let's get into some business news. And Arkhouse Management and Brigade Capital Management, they are upping their offer to acquire department store Macy's in a deal that's now valued at $6.6 billion U.S. The investment firms, they announced Sunday that they had submitted an all-cash proposal of $24 for each of the remaining shares they do not already own. So that's up from an earlier offer of $21 a share. Macy rejected the previous deal, which was valued at a total of $5.8 billion, in January while citing concerns about the financial plan. The New York-based retailer confirmed that it received the revised proposal on Sunday, adding that its board would carefully review the offer.
There are issues within the World Trade Organization. The 166-nation bloc, which Canada has been part of from the start, has wrapped up a summit in the United Arab Emirates with no deals on several major initiatives. The trade organization delayed the summit's closing ceremony by more than a day because of disagreements over fishing, agriculture, and other issues. The only agreement of note came on extending a pause on taxes on digital media, things like movies and video games. On that issue, the WTO decided to extend the pause until their next meeting in 2 years.
Could be some sticker shock for airline passengers. Experts say passengers are shelling out more bucks to check their bags. Starting later this month, United Airlines, they're going to charge passengers $80 to check one bag for a round-trip flight. Last week, American Airlines rose its luggage fees by $5. JetBlue, Alaska Airlines also announced fee increases this year. That's the same for WestJet and Air Canada up here. Air Canada now charging at least $35 to check a bag in all economy and standard flights. The U.S. Transportation Department says baggage fees generated nearly $7 billion for the airlines back in 2022.
JetBlue Airways is going to waive cancellation and change fees for all flights to and from Haiti's capital. The U.S. Embassy in Haiti is urging Americans to get out as the country deals with escalating gang-related violence. JetBlue's announcement comes after gunfire disrupted flights at the international airport in Port-au-Prince last week. United Airlines is temporarily suspending flights between Miami and Haiti.
This one is tough for all chip lovers and for many people in New Brunswick because the fire marshal and the RCMP continue to sift through the ashes of a beloved East Coast snack factory. And the RCMP, they say a blaze broke out at the Covered Bridge potato chip factory around 6 o'clock on Friday night. There were about 20 to 30 people in the building at the time, but everyone did get out safely. No injuries were reported. Locals say the loss of the factory, this is a heartbreaking loss for the community, and they'll do everything they can to help keep the longtime employer afloat. So far, there are no indications as to what sparked the very large-scale blaze. I know what we can do around these parts, and that's eat more Covered Bridge chips, I guess, to help support.
Yes.
If we got to, we got to.
I think we need to add an extra chip day this week. Make it so. Hmm. We will do that.
As the
executive committee of our
executive board of Chip Day. Tough to get to
that.
The top, but we
yes.
got there.
Yes.
Decree, yes. All right, taking a break when we come back. Brian is saying it's not even, it's warm.
Hot.
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 Hot?
Hot. I think it's hot.
Hot. Okay.
Good morning. 24 minutes after 6 o'clock on this, well, foggy in a lot of areas this morning. It's the fourth morning of March, Monday again. We're looking at the QEW in Sheraton. So Toronto-bound lanes heading away from us toward Mississauga Road in the distance. We finally got a tow there. It's a visual distraction only. It's off to the shoulder. But as you can see, some flashing lights. And speaking of seeing, we do have a fair bit of fog. Not too bad here at 7th in St. Catharines. Top of the Burlington Skyway Bridge is pretty foggy, even through 3rd Line. There's that problem in Sheraton. We'll dip into the 403 at here, Ontario, even a fair bit of fog right there. So give yourself a little extra time and take it carefully this morning. Slow down a bit because visibility is fairly poor. Check our temperatures that we have at the moment. 3 degrees for Hamilton, 3 for Grimsby, 4 Mississauga, 5 into Toronto. Seasonal temperatures for this time of year are 2 for a daytime high, minus 6 for an overnight low. So we're way above an overnight low right now. Those are our SunTimes records. Today's record is 15.6 back in 1974. So today, if we get to 16, which is the forecast high, it would be a record breaker for the day. By the first bell this morning, it should be 9 with some sun, sunshine after school, and there's that 16-degree high for the day today. So 16 today, only 9 overnight tonight. So it'll be a mild night for the night. Tomorrow, even milder. That could be a record breaker again at 18. But we'll get some clouds with chance of showers as the day goes on. Cloudy skies Wednesday. Temperatures dip now as we head through Thursday. At least we'll get some sunshine. Friday, cloudy. Time change weekend coming up. We go to daylight saving time on Saturday night, Sunday morning. 5 and then 4. We'll get some sun for Sunday. That's your forecast. And Tim.
Thanks, Brian. I was wondering when that was. Was it this weekend or next weekend?
Where we lose an hour.
I know, it's tough, but then like we do get more lights. Yeah. So it is good news. But yeah, that first couple days is a little rough.
It's very tough.
Here, this is kind of neat because if you want to climb Mount Everest, Nepal's government will need to know where you are at all times.
All climbers trying to scale the mountain this year have to rent and use tracking chips. Nepal's director of tourism says climbers will pay anywhere from $10 to $15 for the chips, which will be sewn into their jackets and removed when they come back down. It's hoped that this will cut down on search and rescue time and expense. Last year, Nepal gave out a record 478
really?
Climbing permits.
Wow.
12 climbers died on Everest last year. Another 5 are missing.
Yeah, it's so dangerous. But it's a goal for so many people to get up there and do it.
And so many more people. Remember when it was like a huge, like if somebody climbed Mount Everest,
yeah,
it was just
a thing.
Like, wow.
Now so many people are doing it.
Yeah.
But then you have all the Sherpas that are helping all these people up there.
Yeah.
Like they're the real heroes
yes.
of getting everybody back down
yes.
safely. But that's a good idea there. Okay. How you doing? It's Monday. Yeah, we got a new week, first full week of March. As Brian just told you, things are a little odd when it comes to the weather. We'll get into that and so much more right after this.